Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. There are legitimate things to worry about in this life. If your spouse becomes seriously ill, if you discover your teenager has been taking drugs, or you find out your employer is laying off workers, these are all very worrisome. It would be foolish to say, like in the song, "Don't worry, be happy." In fact, in this story of Martha and Mary, at first glance, Jesus' remark may seem a little too simple. "Martha, you are worried and anxious about many things." We don't know the circumstances of this story, whether Jesus was the only guest, or if perhaps there were dozens or even hundreds of guests, or whether Mary might have already helped ahead of time. In any case, Martha was worried. I'd like to think that Mary might have helped Martha prepare beforehand, that she had given Martha a hand already. But when Jesus walked through the door, she stopped what she was doing and became all ears, hanging on Jesus' every word. She stopped her preparations and turned her attention to more important things, Jesus himself. Worry is an important signal, a warning that something in our life needs attention and that a response is needed. Like the flight or fight response of our early caveman ancestors, when a dangerous animal was about to attack, there was that momentary fear and worry that demanded a quick response. However, in modern times, unfortunately, the quick response time has turned into a prolonged response time that requires many preparations. And it is accompanied by prolonged anxiety and worry that sometimes ends in depression. What is it we must prepare for, yet give up doing before we turn our attention to God? If your spouse does become seriously ill, there are a number of things you can do to make life a little easier. If that child does turn to drugs, there are a number of support systems that can be put into place. And if you anticipate a job loss, there are also a number of practical things that can be done to weather the storm and prepare for the future. But at some point in time, our attention must turn to God. That relationship is the most important of all. God wants my attention, my complete attention. Are you ready to let go and let God, even when you're not quite done with the preparations? Jesus says that this is the way to go. Like Mary, we must stop and listen to the Word of God, and without guilt for doing so. Just rest in His presence, without asking for anything, without words, and without activity, other than intentional attention. This is what our friend Jesus asks of Mary and of us, because it's the better part.